great. You seem very mature and grown up. So what have you done? You've changed your hair, and what else?
I started working out, which was rough at first. I was not in shape. I'm doing a lot better at it now, though. I do insanity. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's like P90X, but harder, if you ask me. I did P90X the other day, and that was kind of easy. So it's really hard, and you move constantly. And then when you're done, you don't move for like an hour. So I don't suggest doing it right before you have to go somewhere. But it definitely gets you in shape, and I can just tell a difference, like, even on stage since I've been working out. Like, I can hold my notes longer and stuff, and, like, I don't get out of breath as easily, like, when I'm running around, because when I'm on stage, I never stop moving. Actually, I never stop moving, ever. But I cut my hair off. It's really short. And I took all the brown out of it to all blonde. What else have I changed?
Style?
I can wear a lot more now that, well, I'm getting older too and I've gotten taller. I was like probably 5'5 last year and now I'm like 5'7, so I've grown a lot. And I don't know, everybody keeps saying I look so different, and I don't really notice until I see pictures and I'm like, dang, I do look different. Like a different person. I was looking at my pictures from this week, from last year, and like this guy brought one today, and it like blew my mind how much I've changed, like just my hair and what I wear now, and it's just so different. I think just because I've gotten older, and I just, you know, I used to wear like those little hoopy dresses all the time, and now I wear heels, wedges. They're easier to walk in, but you know, I guess I just got older.
What's been the most rewarding part of your career so far?
Well, one of the coolest things that has happened to me, well, I got two really awesome things that have happened recently. I went on tour with Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan after the first of the year until April. And that was incredible because they sold out like every show, and I got to open up for them, and then I got to sing Don't You Wanna Stay with Jason during his set. So not only did I get to open up for two of the most amazing males in country music, but I got to sing while Jason was on stage, and like everybody was like so into it by that point in the show, and I like rose up on this like elevator thing, and I walked down, and the people like screamed really loud, and it made me feel really cool. And it was just a life-changing experience for me. Like, my stage presence got better, and I feel more comfortable in front of people. And just, I don't know, just it was just awesome. Like, I hadn't performed in front of that many people in a room besides here with Martina last year, so it was a great learning experience for me, and now I'm on tour with Sugarland, so it's been like tour after tour for me, because I went on the Idol tour, and then I went on like a radio tour to promote my album, and then Jason and Luke, and now Sugarland, so been having nonstop, which is great. And I also got to record for Aerosmith's album that's coming out. I did some background vocals for them. I don't know if it's going to be on the album or not because they're making like final decisions, but the fact that I got to go in the studio with Aerosmith, that's fine with me. You know? I mean, who gets to say that? Not many people. And it was really awesome. And Steven came into the like booth with me. He's really awesome, and he's a buddy of mine, so I get to say Steven Tyler's my friend. So, pretty lucky.
Rosemary, we're going to finish with you.
Laura, tell us about your next single.
Thanks. My next single is called 18 Inches, and Carrie Underwood actually wrote that song. So you should ask her about it when you see her, because I'm really excited about it. It was such an honor, you know. Everybody kind of knows that I look up to Carrie Underwood more than anyone. on American Idol, and just because she is like at the top, absolutely, and that's what every artist dreams of having is what she has, and she has, she's just beautiful, and she's a great person inside and out, and she gives me advice all the time, and she's got my back, and she talks about me in interviews, which is so cool. Like, I see interviews of her because I'm kind of a creep about her, and I watch her interviews. And the other day, someone asked her who her favorite contestants on all the seasons of American Idol were, and she said me and David Cook. So kind of made my life. And now a song that she wrote is going to be my single, so I get to talk about her all the time. And I'm completely fine with that because I love her.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.